Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role in this transformative era.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, happy Saturday to you. My name is Bill Korman. So I am the CEO and founder of Built for Life Financial Agency, serial entrepreneur, retired United States Navy chief, and the author of the book, The 168 Game, Time Ownership versus Time Management. So I'm super excited to be here with you today, and I'm excited to get this party started as we help you today to transform everything about your life. So I'm here to help you take back control of the most valuable asset of our lives, and that's our time. You see, time is really the true currency of life. Money, when we spend it, I know we think about money as a currency, but money when spent can be made again. And I'll talk a little bit about my personal journey with that here in a few minutes. But time when spent is gone forever. That's what makes it the most valuable asset of our life. So I have a question for you. Who was right, Newton or Einstein? Here's what I mean. Newton believed that time was absolute, and Einstein believed that time was relevant and relative. According to their theories, Isaac Newton viewed time as absolute and unchanging, flowing at a constant rate for everyone. Albert Einstein, on the other hand, believed that time is relative, meaning it can be perceived differently depending on your frame of reference or your lens you view it through. Like your speed or gravitational field, suggesting that how you managed or owned, as we're about to embark on, essentially being able to bend time to fit your needs. So, Newton's perspective, time is like a constant river flowing at a steady pace for everyone. Einstein's perspective, time is flexible, depending on your movement, your environment, meaning that you can actually stretch, compress, or bend your perception of time. So how does this apply to what we're going to learn about today, time ownership? Newtonian's approach focus on a strict schedule, consistent routines, and dividing time into equal parts. The Einsteinian approach is prioritizing tasks based on your current energy level, but be mindful of how certain activities can make you and time feel faster or slower, and recognize that sometimes taking breaks can actually make us more productive. Interesting, huh? Now, before we dive into the 168 game, let me ask you a question. I'll be full of a couple questions today. Has anyone ever wished they had more time in a day? Be honest, I know you have. And you know what? I actually did some research. It turns out that there are only 24 hours in a day. I know, right? It's a shocker, right? But here's the catch. Every single one of us, no matter our last name, race, age, gender, profession, income, background, gets the same 168 hours each week. That's it. No more, no less. It's estimated that thousands of books have been published and millions of copies sold on time management over the last 50 years. Some truly amazing books, and I've read a lot of them. But if the concept of time management worked, then why do so many people today struggle? Why are so many people today seem like they're struggling more than they ever have in our history? So if we all have the same 160 hours in a week, why does it feel like some people are winning the game of life while others just try to keep their heads right above water? And some of them are actually even drowning. The answer is simple. It's not about managing your time. It's about owning it. Welcome to the 168 game. Okay, so time ownership versus time management. In my book, I break down the difference between time management and time ownership in much more detail. In the time that we have here together today, meaning time owner, time management, I'll break it down this way. Time management is this ancient relic we've been holding on to for far too long. You know, the kind of thing where you make lists, you set reminders, you try to squeeze every last second of the day like it's a lemon at the bottom of a glass. But here's the truth. time management is a myth. It's like trying to manage the wind or trying to herd cats. Good luck with that, right? Time ownership, on the other hand, is about taking control of your time, making it work for you, not the other way around. Think of it this way. When you manage your time, just like a manager of a restaurant, you're reacting. You're being told what to do and reacting. When you're the owner of your time, you're proactive, like the owner of that restaurant. You set the terms, you dictate the flow, and you decide how those precise 168 hours are spent. And let me tell you, when you play the 168 game right, the rewards are life-changing. Let's talk about the cost of not owning your time. I'm going to throw some numbers at you because these facts are powerful, staggering, and mind-blowing. Do you know anxiety disorders are the most common mental health illness in the U.S. and affects over 40 million adults, or 19.1% of the total population? And those numbers are climbing at an alarming rate. Depression, it affects over 17 million Americans, many of whom feel like they're in a constant race against the clock. In fact, a study from the Anxious Generation recent release book highlights that one of the leading causes of anxiety and depression is feeling a loss and losing control, particularly in those studies, particularly over time. We live in an age today where it's 24/7 connectivity, social media distractions everywhere, an unrelenting pressure to be on all the time. No wonder why people feel trapped in a cycle of stress. By reclaiming ownership of your time, you're not just improving productivity, you're improving your mental health. In a 168 game, we've seen that people who apply these principles, they feel more in control, less stressed, and more fulfilled. Who wouldn't love that? The connection between owning your time and your mental well-being can't be overstated. When you take time and you control your time, you take control of your mind. But here's the kicker. We have the power to break that cycle. Each and every one of us have the power to break that cycle. The 168 game is the key. It's your way to reclaim ownership of your time. And by doing so, you reclaim ownership of everything in your life. Instead of living in a state of constant reaction, running from one task to the next, meeting to meeting, notification to notification, you can live deliberately, purposefully, and with intention. And it's not just about theory. I've seen people who have applied these principles not only take control of their 168 hours, but they take back control of everything in their life. They've started businesses, strengthened relationships, improved their health, and found peace of mind, all because they stopped managing time and started owning it. Why the 168 game will change your life? Let me start by sharing a quick personal story with you. I remember when I was back in the Navy, trying to juggle everything, faith, my family, staying in shape, fitness, and my finances, there was a point where I was drowning. I was managing my time, and I had my Franklin planner, and I'd read all these books, and I was managing my time, or at least trying to, but it was all failing me. The more I tried to control my time, the more it seemed to be slipping away. It led from what I thought was financial success to actual bankruptcy. That's when I realized I needed a new approach. Something that allowed me to take ownership of every hour. And that's when I developed the 168 game strategy that changed everything for me. And I want that same change for you. So how does the 168 game work? It's actually very simple. But simple doesn't mean easy. Here's a sneak peek of the process, a couple of points I want to cover with you the time we have today. Time audit. Number one, time audit. This is where you start. I'll warn you, this can be painful. You take an honest look at where your time is going. You may think you're spending an hour in email, but in reality, it's closer to 3 hours a day when you include all those quick glances, you know, over to the inbox. Come on, we all do it. The second principle is prioritization. This is the fun part, deciding what's really important in your life, not what someone else told you, not what your spouse thinks is important, not what your kids think is important, not what your boss thinks, deciding what's really important to you. We've all been guilty of confusing urgency with importance. The 168 game, you learn how to prioritize your time based on what really moves the needle in your life. Number three, time blocking. This is not your average time blocking technique. I've read hundreds of books on this. This is like time blocking on steroids. You block your time according to your true priorities and you commit to it. You become a guardian of your time, a guardian of your time. Just like you wouldn't let someone steal your wallet, you don't let people or distractions steal your time. And number four, the non-negotiables. These are the elements of your life that are sacred, like family time, self-care, your faith, whatever it may be. These are protected at all costs. Because if you don't own these aspects of your time, everything else starts to fall apart. Just think back to the numbers I shared with you about anxiety and depression today. Let's go over non-negotiables, building your pillars. When we talk about this in the 168 game, a major concept is the idea of non-negotiables, the foundational activities and values that shape your life. For me, those principles are in this order: faith, family, fitness, and finance. And I built my life, my companies on these four pillars. The key is to identify what your non-negotiables are and then protect them fiercely. Here's two action items for you in that section. Define your pillars. What are the four or five areas of your life that matter most to you? Is it family time? Is it fitness? Is it faith, personal development? Identify them and then make them untouchable. Block time for the non-negotiables first. Before you add anything else to your calendar, schedule time for these foundational principles. Whether it's going to gym, spending quality time with your spouse, or attending a spiritual practice, these blocks of time should be unbreakable. These are anchors that keep you grounded as you navigate the rest of your week. Next, time audit. I want to emphasize just how crucial this step is in taking back control. We often believe we're fully aware of how we are spending our time, right? But let me tell you, the results of a real-time audit can be shocking. And I'm excited for you to do this. In fact, studies show that most people underestimate their screen time, right? These things, screen time, by 50%. You think you're just checking your phone for a minute here and there, but in reality, it adds up to hours a day. Here's what I challenge you to do in this part. Track every minute of your day for the next 72 hours. Write it all down. Yes, yes, yes. This means that 2 minutes spent scrolling on Instagram when you meant to answer an email. This level of self-awareness is the first step of reclaiming your 168 hours. Look for time thieves, what we call time thieves. These are activities that don't serve your priorities. Once you identify them, you can either eliminate them or replace them with something more productive or fulfilling tasks. By doing a time audit, you hold a mirror to your habits and you see where you can take back control. Now let's talk about a concept from the book called Time Integrity. Owning your time isn't just about eliminating distractions or saying no. It's also about being fully present in whatever you're doing. Studies show that multitasking can reduce productivity by as much as 40%. So again, science has disproved this whole idea of multitasking. We found through many studies, they found that it actually reduces your productivity and reduces the end product that you're able to produce by multitasking. And yet many of us constantly dividing our attention. Time integrity means committing to single tasking. Again, single tasking, give full attention to the task at hand, like putting away that cell phone at dinner or spending time with your spouse and kids. Try this challenge, time integrity challenge. For one day, commit to giving every task your undivided attention. Whether it's a work meeting, family dinner, a workout, focus completely 100% on that one activity. You'll be amazed at how much more efficient and effective you become when you're not distracted by doing three things at once. Another important pillar is prioritization. But prioritization is just much more than just doing a to-do list. It's about recognizing that every yes to something is a no to something else. The problem isn't always that we don't have enough time, it's that we're saying yes to the wrong things. In fact, a survey showed that people who frequently overcommit end up with a higher risk of burnout and anxiety. Truth is, that learning to say no, right? Two letters, one meeting, no, is one of the most powerful time ownership tools. When you own your time, you make deliberate decisions about where your energy goes. For example, Elon Musk says no, N-O, two words, one meaning, to 95% of the requests that come his way. So how do we do that? Here's some practical steps. The three yes rule. Before saying yes to any new commitment, ask yourself, does this align with my top three priorities, which we call your MVPs, your morals, values, and principles? If it doesn't, the answer is no. If it's something that's really still pulling on your heartstring, you go, hey, this is very important, but you decide it can't do it now because it's not aligned with your current MVPs and those goals, I challenge you to create a list called Yes for Later. So you literally write it down that you're going to commit to this, but in the future. It's called the Yes for Later list. Create time buffers. Block out scheduled time in your day for reflection or for handling the unexpected. This ensures that your schedule isn't so packed that you're constantly reacting instead of owning. Okay. So why do we call it the game? Well, because it's a game. When you learn to master this game, you master your life. You own, you take back control of every aspect of your life. So the game, there's three levels to it. Time ownership apprentice, this takes you from about 1 to 3 months. Time ownership journeyman, right? The TOJ, so we have a TOA, a TOJ. This takes about 3 to 6 months. Again, based on your experiences, your discipline. The time ownership master, becoming a hashtag Tom, this takes 9 to 12 months. As you work through the 168 game daily, you will develop new habits and you'll shed the old ones. The magic to success is not really magic at all. It's consistency. Doing these seemingly insignificant things over and over again to win the game. This process will help you in all areas of your life because so many things we struggle with today can be solved just by being consistent. Don't quit 3 feet from gold. All right, so let's talk about some examples. There are tons of examples in the book. However, one of my favorite stories is about a young entrepreneur who came to me feeling completely overwhelmed. She's working 80 plus hours a week trying to build her business, but she was completely burnt out. After applying to 168 game principles, she reduced her working hours by 30%. She increased her revenue by 50%. Now she works less, earns more, spends quality time with her family, something she hadn't done in years. And hey, if she can do it, so can you. So the time is now. Now I know you're saying, this sounds good, Bill, but I just don't have the time. Oh, the irony of the irony, right? Where have I heard that before? If I had a dollar for every time someone said that to me, I'd have enough money to buy an extra 24 hours or at least hire a really good assistant. All jokes aside, the truth is you do have the time. Everyone does. The problem isn't the time. It's how we're using it. This is not just a speech. This is a wake-up call. Stop being a slave to the clock. Stop allowing other people, tasks, and distractions to dictate your life. Take back control. Play the 168 game. Own your time. Okay, so tonight I challenge each of you to do this very simple thing. It's going to take only 10 minutes, a time audit. Take 10 minutes to see where time is going. It might surprise you. It'll be your first step in owning your 168. So here's what I can guarantee you. I guarantee you to start playing the 168 game, your life will change forever. But it starts with you making a decision to take control now. If you're ready to unlock the power of time ownership, I invite you to dive into my book. Let it be your guide. Let it be your catalyst to change your life. And for those who are looking to take it even further, let's talk. I'm passionate about helping people. This is my journey for the rest of my life. I'm passionate about helping people transform their lives through time ownership. And I'd love to speak to you or your organization at an event. Together, we can reach millions and create a world where everyone wins the 168 game. Because here's what we know. Time management is squeezing life into your schedule, like trying to fit an elephant in a suitcase. Time ownership, that's building a suitcase big enough for your life, the life you actually want. It's not about finding time. It's about creating a life that fits your vision, your purpose, your passion. Imagine a world where every person owns their 168 hours, not just survives them. This is the new standard. This is the new standard for success. Living deliberately, shaping your time, and in turn, shaping your life and the world around you. And here's the final thought. I have a question for you. You have 168 hours this week. How will you spend them? You can keep managing your time, or you can just say, I'm done with that nonsense. I'm going to go take it and I'm going to go own it. The choice is yours, but the opportunity is now. So let's go win this game together. Thank you. Have an amazing day. My prayer for each and every one of you is that you go on the journey with us to go from being an apprentice to a journeyman to being a hashtag Tom, a time ownership master, and we can celebrate you and you and everything for the rest of your life because you have full control. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's an incredible opportunity. God bless.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.